Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The former governor of Alaska and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin made a stop in Montreat yesterday. Palin's on tour promoting her new book and stopped by to see the Reverend Billy Graham and his son Franklin Graham. Palin said she wanted to express her appreciation and ask how to spread a more positive message. Palin is the former GOP vice presidential candidate and said she wanted to talk over dinner with the evangelist how to send the message that can be sent to give some hope and some opportunity to people who may be hurting right now. At the Asheville airport, Palin stated, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime honor to meet Reverend Billy Graham, who has contributed so much to our world." Palin's new book is Going Rogue, An American Life. Her next stop today is Fort Bragg. The Western North Carolina AIDS Project has announced they have sections of the AIDS Memorial Quilt to be on exhibit as part of a planned World AIDS Day activity starting today. It continues through December the 2nd. A candlelight memorial vigil, which will be held on World AIDS Day December the 1st at 7 o'clock, will be in the lower promenade of Pack Place in Asheville. It's Thanksgiving week. You're looking for a way to walk off all that turkey and dressing. The Fourth Friday Gallery Walk may be the way to do it. It's also a great way to entertain company that might be at your house. The walk is this coming Friday evening from 5 until 9 p.m. in downtown Brevard. Many local galleries have special exhibits and entertainment planned and refreshments. The Transylvania Arts Council has Santa's Palette, a holiday show and sale. Bluewood Gallery has a photography exhibit. And Red Wolf Gallery has baskets and live music. Number 7 Fine Arts and Crafts Cooperative is showing the artwork of all 25 members. The Gallery on Main will have Dwayne Jones set up for holiday family portraits. The Hollingsworth Gallery will feature photography. And the Transylvania Heritage Museum will host the opening of the 50th anniversary display of the world's only aluminum tree museum. Many local businesses will stay open late during the Fourth Friday Gallery Walk. Some money was raised and fun was had at the Zumba-thon held on Saturday. That event was at Zero Gravity Skate Park to raise money for cystic fibrosis research. Organizers say the science developed in such research will benefit those with other diseases. Four instructors taught Zumba Saturday, and over $3,400 was raised. The silent auction netted $1,400. Organizers say they'd like to thank all the artists and vendors who supported the Zumba-thon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.